You're listening to SBS News.
Tony Hayter, the general manager of Portable Partitions, wasn't alone in fearing for his business 6 weeks ago.
The turnover was predominantly in education, hospitality, and sort of exhibition centres, and that would have been probably 90% of the revenue. So that revenue overnight disappeared. Literally on the one night, all of those venues closed down. So there was no need to separate those spaces because there's simply no one in those places. That's still the case today.
But Portable Partitions is now trading better than ever after shifting the business from making partitions for offices to producing clear dividers with Perspex screens.
We've always worked with flexible design in vertical separators that had to be stable and malleable and flexible to fit any space, and any he or she can do it.
It's helping the likes of airports, casinos, pubs, clubs and cafes to prepare for a return to more normal trading conditions. The government is looking at easing some restrictions later this week.
Even though there's nothing definitive, we're pretty aware of what the guiding principles are going to be of anything going forward when we reopen. It's not going to be at full capacity. It's going to be about spacing people.
The government has launched a new workplace toolkit as a guideline for businesses as they reopen. The government wants businesses to follow four key measures: physical distancing, staggered start times for their workforce, strict cleaning standards, including the use of hand sanitizer stations, and reduced contact, for example, tele and video conferencing. Nev Power, the chairman of the National COVID-19 Coordination Commission, has urged businesses to access the toolkit from the Safe Work Australia website.
The most important thing is to make sure that businesses are ready for the restart of their activities, make sure that their employees can stay safe in their workplaces, and to make sure that their customers are safe. The second important thing is to introduce all of those social distancing and personal hygiene aspects into workplaces, to have a really well-coordinated response plan if something happens, and have the protocols ready to clean up the workplace and to make sure it can be returned quickly. It's by doing that and making sure we communicate those plans to all of our employees and their families so that everyone knows what to expect and knows what's going to happen, that we'll be able to lock down any incidents very quickly and keep our economy moving while at the same time managing the virus.
Guidance is also available in language on the website, with key COVID-19 work health and safety information translated into 62 languages. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.